Fortunately, The Milk by Neil Gaiman. Read by Chris Dyer.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my late father, David, who would have told the tale with delight, and for my son, Michael, who would never have believed a word of it. With love, Neil Gaiman. There was only orange juice in the fridge. Nothing else that you could put on cereal. Unless you think that ketchup, or mayonnaise, or pickle juice would be nice on your Toastios, which I do not, and neither does my little sister, although she has eaten some pretty weird things in her day, like mushrooms in chocolate. She did not actually like eating them, and I had not actually told her that there were mushrooms inside the chocolate. It was an experiment.
"No milk," said my sister.
"Nope," I said, looking behind the jam in the fridge, just in case. "None at all." Our mum had gone off to a conference. She was presenting a paper on lizards. Before she went, she reminded us of the important things that had to happen while she was away. My dad was reading the paper. I do not think he pays a lot of attention to the world while he is reading the paper.
"Did you hear me?"
asked my mum, who was suspicious.
"What did I say?"
"Do not forget to take the kids to..."